When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Go out to the phone and welcome in the general manager of the Royals, J.J. Pecola. We told him last week, we said, hey, if you guys get in and you just keep on winning, every week we're going to see if you can just come on every single week. And J.J., we will gladly have you on as long as this ride continues. Welcome to the show again. Good to have you on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm glad we're talking again this week.
Definitely. Well, I just want to start right away. Someone explain to me, maybe you can't, how on earth is Vinny Pasquantino back with this team already and on a playoff roster? This is unbelievable.
No, it really is amazing. You know, Vinny did an incredible job. He had his mindset that he was going to play in the playoffs. He did everything he possibly could to put him in this position. Our medical staff deserves a lot of credit as well, and it's happening. You know, he looked really good in a live BP on Saturday. Unfortunately, yesterday there was rain. We weren't able to get on the field to have him swing one more time against some pitchers, but it is what it is. He's focused. He's very intent on playing, and he's done a wonderful job to take care of himself and get back in the lineup.
When did you guys start to know that this timeline was realistic, JJ? Because at some point, right, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I've covered sports a long time. You've been in sports a long time. I don't feel like anyone ever beats the estimate, right? So at what point did you guys realize that it was possible Vinny was even going to be available to you?
Well, it was about 10 days ago when he started to swing, and he went from hitting basically like softy balls to baseballs, and just watching him swing, and a lot of eyes were on him, you know, more intent on looking at his face to see if he's just trying to play through something. And then when he, you know, was facing some machines, you know, with velocity and breaking balls, you know, it became really apparent that his hand's not really bugging him. I'm not saying he's 100%, but he is well enough to be able to get in there and hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Matter of fact, in the live BP, he hit a fastball that was above 95 miles an hour into the upper deck at the Braves Stadium. So that was pretty apparent to us that he was fine. And even more importantly, he got one off the end of the bat. You know, and that's the one that he probably would have felt it more when he doesn't hit a ball clean. And there was no grimace, there was no anything. You know, he just stepped out and got into his next at bat.
from a morale standpoint. We talk about this all the time, leaders and all those things. I had to imagine when everyone realizes Vinny's going to be back, that'd be a big boost inside that clubhouse.
It is. There's no doubt. I said a lot of eyes on him. A lot of his teammates are watching, and they know how much he means to this team, and they're excited for him. They saw how intent he was in working to get back, and he's a big part of our offense. You know, there's no hiding that we didn't swing the bats as well when Vinny wasn't in the lineup, and now he's back in the lineup, and it's going to give us a boost. And if he wasn't healthy enough to do it, we wouldn't put him in that position. So there should be a little bit of an emotional boost today once we get going.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. I know, obviously, now the playoffs are about to get underway, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the clincher on Friday. So just for this organization, 56 wins a year ago, to now be in position to play a playoff game this afternoon. I know you guys, of course, go out and make multiple moves in the offseason, and I'm sure had a vision. But to get to this point this quickly, I mean, what does that say about what you guys were able to do?
Well, one, I'm really extremely proud of all the work that everybody's done from top to bottom. You know, I know it's a one-year turnaround, but there are a lot of people that put a lot of years in to make this happen. Ultimately, the players go out and play. The coaches did a great job. You know, would we have predicted a 30-game turnaround and being in the playoffs? You know, I wish I could tell you that I knew that was going to happen. But once we got to the, you know, say, you know, July 1, it's like, you know what? We are a good team. Like, why can't we keep doing this? And then you start to realize, what do we need through the trade deadline, et cetera. But, you know, it's a tremendous thing, and a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. You know, I'm really happy for ownership group, in particular John Sherman, for everything he's done to allow us to get to this point. Now we just got to go out and we're a playoff team. Let's go out and play playoff baseball. That's what it is. They don't want to hear any more about the 30-game turnaround. They believed in themselves from day one, and they went out and did it, and now we're just going to go out and play Baltimore today.
I know you're thrilled for everybody that's part of this, everybody on the roster, but we were just talking about Salvador Perez. We've spoken to you a few times about the decisions that could have been made maybe over the last calendar year. Now to see him in a Royals uniform still in the postseason later on today, the impact that can have on his legacy.
Without question. He is the Kansas City Royals. So, I mean, his number is going to be retired. There's going to be a statue of him. We think he's a national Hall of Famer. When we had that meeting last year, that's all he wanted was another chance to get to the postseason. And I'm just glad that he's in a Royals uniform doing it and not another uniform. So he was the first person I found the other night after we watched the Twins lose, and you know, just told him how much I love him. I'm glad he's here, and let's go do this thing. And it's pretty special for him, and it does add to his legacy.
How much do you let loose, by the way, in those celebration situations? We saw a couple of videos, JJ. Some guys were having some fun, maybe having a lot of fun. You don't see you very much in that situation. How much do you let loose in that moment?
No, I you know what? That's their moment. You know, I stood in the back and watched them, and you can just see the smiles on their faces, how happy they are for each other. It was unusual because we had to wait an hour and a half after our game. There was actually family members that were able, not necessarily in the initial celebration, but soon afterwards we're able to get in the clubhouse and enjoy it as well. It's something I won't forget, and really just tried to take it all in and watch them celebrate.
Can you walk me back, JJ, to the beginning part of the offseason when you guys are working on your pitching staff? Because I think that that's maybe the single biggest reason why you guys ended up as a playoff team is just how good the rotation has been. When you go back through and you're having those off-season conversations, how hard was it to decide on these guys to build versus budget versus all these other things when you start attracting Lugo and Waka and adding on those additional years where they had the option to come or go in order to secure those guys? What were those conversations early when you helped build this rotation?
Well, it really started last June when John Sherman and I sat down and started talking about it. He was curious about my thoughts on the team and what we would need to do in the offseason to improve in 24, and it was clearly starting pitching. We needed to address that somehow, some way, and there's essentially, in our minds, three brackets of free agents. There's the top tier, There's that middle tier that's very good, and then there's the tier that you're signing guys to a one-year deal. And we really felt like we needed to sort of play in that middle tier sandbox, if you will. And that was the group where Lugo and Waka resided, along with a lot of other guys. But we were really, intent on making sure that we brought the right, not only the most talented guy and the right talent, but the right people in our clubhouse that could help lead us and change a culture. And they were the guys that we went after. And we went after them early. We were fortunate to get them signed, and really happy that we have both of them right now. They really had a great impact on Brady and on Cole, and now it's a complete rotation. It's very good.
To expand on that, I mean, I think a lot of people, whether it's today or even weeks ago, when they're looking at potential playoffs and a three-game series, because of the rotation you guys assembled, I mean, for a three-game series, I don't want to jinx anything, but you got to love how your starting rotation is lined up here in this series.
Well, that's why it was so big for us to try to wrap that thing up before Seth took the mound on Saturday, so we could have a plan and know how many pitches we thought he needed to throw to be ready for Wednesday. We had determined that Cole was going to go game one, maybe in somewhat anticipating Saturday might mean something and Seth may have to make a full start. But to have three deep, I think that's going to be a great advantage for us if this thing goes three games, to have Michael Walker in game three. You move Brady Singer to the bullpen. He's done that before early in 22. He went to the bullpen, and he was outstanding down there. So our bullpen has gotten better. Michael Lorenzen's healthy right now. This series is going to come down to who pitches the best, who makes the most defensive plays and keeps runs off the board, and then the timely hitting. That's ultimately what we believe is going to determine the series, and we think we line up very well when you look at it that way.
Obviously, Reagans and Burns is going to make a lot of headlines from a pitching matchup standpoint. But personally, JJ, I think this is the most confident at any point this year I have been in the bullpen. Do you guys feel that way internally between finding that in Daniel Lynch after he got called back up, what Urseg's been able to continue to do, Sam Long, et cetera?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, this run that they're on right now, it's the first time all year that Q has felt like, I can go to the bullpen because I have the right guy to match up in this situation rather than trying to stretch our starter another inning. And it really happened at a great time of year because it's harder to stretch starters late in the year than it is early. They've been tremendous. I mean, they set a Royals record for consecutive scoreless innings. I'm really proud when you look at Zerpo's option this year, Lynch was optioned this year, Carlos Hernandez was optioned. Sam Long didn't start the year on the team. They faced some adversity, and they went back to the minor leagues, and they fixed some things, and they came back, and they're pitching with great intent right now, that it's hard not to be confident in them. And then, of course, Urseg in the back end, he's been outstanding. So our bullpen is in great shape right now. Now we're going with an 11-man rotation. It's still eight relievers. We feel like in a short series, you don't have to go 12 or 13 pitchers, so we made that decision really about 10 days ago because the bullpen was thrown so well, and it was a tough decision to not have Carlos Hernandez on this roster for the playoffs, and Alec Marsh as well, but Alec had started Sunday, and he wouldn't be available Friday anyway. So it's we're in a really good spot. We're healthy. They're confident, and that's what you need when you're headed into to a series like this.
What do you do? I know you before a game, a couple hours before the game. Does it? You just stick with your normal routine? I mean, how do you? I'm sure there's just some more butterflies, or at least excitement, at the very least, even from your perspective, going into this afternoon.
Yeah, you know what? We had a meeting yesterday with our staff and our front office, and the only thing I said to them is, "Hey, look, you've earned the right to be here. Enjoy it. Take it in. Be yourself. We're all going to be nervous. That's normal. But let's have fun with this thing and go as deep and as far as we can." And outside of some rain today and some anxiety about, what's the game time going to be, I'm going to stick to my normal plan.
At least you guys, at least you dodged enough weather over the weekend, JJ, that you guys didn't have to play a doubleheader on Monday,
I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable. I mean, when we were in Washington, we were dodging weather, and we knew what was going on in Atlanta to get all of our games without any disruption and really without any delays. It was remarkable. So it wasn't looking great on Wednesday when we were looking to go into Atlanta, but we got them all in.
Well, go take care of business in Baltimore, and we'll have you on the show next Tuesday. Appreciate it, JJ.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it yourself.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.